Buyers from Winsky Brothers, inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the free-for-all, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. LoveYourMindToday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit LoveYourMindToday.org. That's LoveYourMindToday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Today will bring showers, mainly before 2 p.m. with a high near 72. Tonight will bring showers, mainly before 2 a.m. with a low around 62. Tomorrow will have showers likely, mainly after 8 a.m. mostly cloudy with a high near 73. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County Daily News.com.
All right, welcome back. Third quarter action here as we're getting ready to talk to the head coach of the number 3-1A school in all the polls, the Carroll Cougars. They beat up on Tri-Central. The Trojans took one to the chin last night, 51-14. Coach, congratulations. That was a big win for your team in the conference lineup.
Yeah, had a good night, played well.
Had a good night. You were in the midst of a storm and you ran it up, or I didn't want to say ran it up, you scored 51 points. That's pretty tough to do in weather that you had last night.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to have some success in that weather. I told my wife last night we played three times in that weather, and my first year we played Traders Point Christian in the sectionals in that weather and had a good night. And last year we played Sheridan, and this year we played Tri County. So the kids just play well. It doesn't seem to bother them much. They take care of the ball, and we've just played well in those scenarios. So. A lot of people don't like playing in those, but we haven't seemed to mind it.
Man, that's tough because you can't simulate it in any type of a practice. And to be in a rain that was a driving rain under the wind circumstances of last night. And at Tri-Central, we all know they have those pine trees lined up on the west side, but that wind was coming from the other way.
Yep. Yeah, no, it was a really fun. I think it was a fun night. It's funny how people see things differently, but if you've coached football for any amount of time, when it rains at all, your kids just have a different mentality. They like to like mess around a little bit more and play, and just, I don't know, there's just mentality changes, and I think that's just what we needed last night. Last couple weeks, I feel like, you know, we beat Delphi and then we beat Eastern, and after the game, I had to get on the kids. You know, a lot of people are like, why are you mad at them? I said, no, I'm not mad at them. I'm mad that they aren't excited about winning. You know, and I think that was a big thing we drove home this week, that go have fun. This is high school football. And sometimes they feel like their expectations are so high, even when they win, it's not good enough. And that's just not, you know, that's just not the way the world works. Winning high school football games is hard, and we hit really hard this week. Just go out and have fun. Just enjoy every second of this, because it's a really fun time in your life, and you're going to have great memories doing this. But you know, and I think they did that last night. They had the opportunity. The rain was coming down, and they just – it was fun to coach them, and they just had a blast and watching. It was one of my most enjoyable nights of coaching I've had in a long time.
And, Coach, one thing that – since you bring that up, I can remember watching film of the 1980 U.S. hockey team, and when they beat the Soviets in the medal round, there is that one shot of that Soviet hockey player just – kind of got his chin resting on his stick, and he's almost kind of enjoying the victory that the Americans had, just trying to find the joy in everything like that. It's no secret that Carroll is kind of the top of the conference right now, and if anybody hadn't figured it out, many people consider Carroll to be the model program. What's that like going in each week with a target on your back and trying to get the kids to understand that, hey, guys, this is supposed to be fun. You're winning. You're doing very well. Like, how do you find that balance of being the hunter and being the hunted, but also finding the joy in that?
Yeah. No, when I came in, it was, you know, we had some teams on our up there. Hey, Eastern, someone's got to knock them off. Sheridan, someone's got to knock those guys off. You know, and it's easy to drive when you're reaching for something, always reaching for something. And we had that big conversation this week again. There's not a game that you're not going to go into that people don't want to beat you. You know, Tri-Central beats you. It's their seat. You know, it's a mark on their season. They can talk about for, you know, their upcoming kids. And it's a big deal. And you're right. It's one of the hardest things I've had to deal with. Just keeping. You know, when you're reaching there, you know, it's, you know, you always got something to push forward to. You got to get in the weight room because I know Eastern kids and Sheridan kids and Delphi kids. They're in the weight room. Then when you have reached, you know, where we have, where, you know, we're the team that everybody's, you know, shooting for, you know, we got to keep pushing our kids, saying, hey, you can't let them get close to you. You got to keep working. You got to keep moving. And it was one of my big concerns coming into this year because this senior class has never lost. You know, they won 38 games, and this is their third, you know, fourth year of football, and they don't know what it's like to lose games. And so my worry was, they would just expect to win, and they have not. They've came in and they've worked, and we've taken some things on the chin this year. I mean, starting the first game of the year, Caston gets an interception and runs down to 7, and they score instantly. And, you know, that's the first game. We go to Riverton Park, we have to drive for 10 hours. You know, Delphi game, you know, they're in it the whole game, and it was back and forth. Eastern, same thing. And so last night I felt like everything just kind of came together, and we're just hoping this is a kind of a turning point where the kids just get, hey, we're pretty good. We need to keep working really hard. We need to get better each week to get where we want to get. And I think last night was a huge turning point for our program.
You're heading down the home stretch. This is game 6 this out of the 9-week schedule that football has. Talk about what you've been most proud of your team, and maybe you've already hit on that just a few minutes ago, and maybe what are things that you still have to work on, and then we want to get into the successes of last night and how your kids played.
Yeah, I think the proud I have, the kids just come to work. They're great kids. This is my favorite thing about Carroll. We have great kids. It's not hard to root for our kids. I mean, when you go and, you know, go down the line and talk to our kids and get to know our kids, they're just, you know, really, really good kids. You know, I've been part of coaching staffs where, you know, a kid's really successful. But, you know, does he deserve that success? Is he doing the right things behind the scenes? And, you know, sometimes they're not. But our kids at Carroll just do the right things. So I think that's what I'm most proud of them. The freshmen have really jumped up and been excited about everything. It's just they teach well, and that's what a program is. When your seniors teach your freshmen and your seniors teach your sophomores and your juniors teach your sophomores, that's where the program just keeps building. You know, I don't think we've lost a JV game in 2 years. And before we got here, we didn't have a JV team. So there's a reason. It doesn't happen in 1 year. Everybody thinks, and it can change some. I think the team we're going to play next shows you a little bit of what can change in a year. But it's a constant thing. A lot of coaches want to coach the top 11 guys. That's something we deal with our assistants all the time. Hey, I want to be with the varsity guys. Yeah, but those guys don't matter. They're already to the peak. You know, the seniors are already there. We got to develop all those young kids so in 2 years we can continue having that success. So the buy-in has been unbelievable. And with that, like last night, we had two starters, our two starting quarters against Eastern didn't play last night for us. They didn't fit the scheme. I didn't hear one complaint. Not, you know, like, coach, can I play? Not, I mean, just nothing. It was, it's so enjoyable coaching a team that just believes that you're going to put them in the right position. And if it's not their night, it's not their night. They're going to do what's best for the team. So I think all that together is what, you know, it's just a blast to coach at Carroll. They just, the kids are wonderful and they get after it. And, you know, I've been very, very blessed to be here.
I got to tell you that when Don and Carl would be coming, we couldn't wait to get to Carroll. It's just the atmosphere that's there. It's the behavior of the kids, the fun that you have while you're there, and the enjoyment of the fans who enjoy the kids that are playing. It is a tremendous atmosphere. It kind of reminds me of back in the day, back in the 70s at Frankfurt, when you're winning, it brings a whole different attitude to the whole school system, and it's on fire at Carroll, and you're so right. Hey, talk about your kids last night. How well did some of your players play?
Yeah, I thought everybody played well. And I know this is I'm not a stats guy. I've never been a stats guy. There's a lot of kids that played better than other ones that don't have the stats that the other ones do. So our running backs held the ball. I think that was the big point. I don't think we had one turnover. I don't recall. But I mean, in that weather, Aiden Wiles carried the ball probably. You know, and again, you know, you want to talk about stats, and I did this with Metzger my first year. That's when I knew I was at the right spot. You know, Metzger didn't play a lot in the second half, a lot of games, and he rushed for 2,000. You know, about 1,800 yards. He could have rushed for 3,500 yards, but he gets hurt. He gets dinged in a fourth quarter. You know, playing, getting yards, our season's over. And that's kind of what we tell with Aiden Wiles. He played a half and, you know, I think the first series of the second half, and that's it. And I know he had to be close to 200 yards rushing. And, you know, he could have had 300-400 yards, who knows. But, you know, those are the kind of kids, and that's just how it was. You know, that's how we expect, hey, when you're pulled out, you're not going to complain. We're going to keep you healthy. It's more important for our team to be successful than you to have success, and, you know, stat-wise. But no, they held on the ball. Quarterback did a good job of just running the offense. I think we only had one missed snap, and we're starting a sophomore center now. So the change of that's been really good. He's worked with him now a lot to make sure the snaps are good. So just him running the offense and making sure it's taken care of. I was kind of disappointed with our defense at the very beginning. They had a long run on us that we'd worked on all week on practice, what we had to do. Sometimes they bring their running back out and put him in motion, and we had to make an adjustment to that, and we did not make it, and they got a big run on it. But after that, they fixed it and kind of put an end to what they were doing. So the change in the game was another big thing. With how it was played, we had to make some changes. You know, and you know, last Saturday, we didn't realize what we were going to be playing in on Friday, so our scheme didn't match exactly what the weather did. So we had to make some changes, and the kids did a wonderful job of just changing that.
And to kind of piggyback off what Don said, we're looking forward to seeing you guys this Friday on our game of the week with Clinton Central. And you guys are kind of becoming the road warriors a little bit, playing a lot of these road games. Yep. And kind of in control of your own destiny. A lot of times the best coaches borrow, but the great coaches steal. And you were talking about inspiration and joy. I wanted to make sure I mentioned this. First week, we talked to a Carroll fan who had a very close relative. I believe it was a spouse in the hospital and everything like that. And they've been coming to Carroll games for decades. I mean, long, long time. And she really wanted to stay in the hospital, but she knew that if her spouse was able to communicate this, that he would tell her to get to the Carroll football game. So I wanted to make sure I told you that, just because that was a wonderful story that we heard.
Yep.
Our first week there. But what inspiration do you use to inspire your players? Are you Al Pacino in any given Sunday? what exactly do you go for? How do you get them to find that right balance for a team against Clinton Central that is kind of a team on the rise, really?
Yeah. No, yeah, Clinton Central's, well, I put on their film from last year. So on Friday nights, kind of have a routine I go through. I watch our game, and I start downloading the two game films they give us. But then I watch last year's game just to, you know, bring up some memories, and I get the scouting report out and kind of match it up. And then I start watching this year's game. and the 2 years comparable, it's a huge difference. I mean, just a gigantic difference. Coach Finley's done a great job of just getting numbers, for one. I mean, I think they only had about 18 kids last year, it looked like, on the sideline watching the game. So they're well coached. They'll be well prepared, and again, they'll be excited about Friday night. You know, that'll be an exciting game for them. Probably homecoming or senior night, something for them probably. So they're going to be. I think it'll be okay to get our. I mean, it's not going to be a hard thing to get our kids excited about playing Clinton Central. They've definitely shown a lot of strides, and they could have won. You know, go back and watch their scores. There's a lot of games they're in, or you know. Could have been very successful, and so yeah, that'll be a fun game for us. But we hit one thing really hard, and again, when I took this job over, Coach Hendricks wasn't with me at that time. He is now, but I texted him and said, "Hey, send me some of the best men you've coached and that are a part of the community." And he sent me a list of those men, and I just started knocking on doors and asking if, "Hey, just help me coach. I know you might not know a ton about football yet. We can work on that, but I want you to just enjoy being around kids and make it an atmosphere where the kids feel safe and loved and cared about. And when those kids feel that way, they'll do anything they want for you. I mean, anything you ask them to do, they'll do. So I think that's what we've taken. I'm not a big, maybe on the sideline, but I'm not a big yeller getting after people. You know, they just know we care about them. You know, they know if they need anything, we'll take care of it. So I think that it just comes from a place that, we're always looking at their best interest, and when you can do that for kids, it just makes it real easy because kids will do anything for you when they know that you're important to them. So, yeah, I'd say that's how we motivate most times. Just, hey, you know, we care about you. We love you. You know, we know you can be successful. We believe in you. And then they just go out and do it.
Well, Coach, have a good week of practice. Good luck next week against the Bulldogs. And thanks for calling in on Inside the Huddle.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Coach.
Just ended the third quarter. We're going to come back fourth quarter.
Coach Slicker
already in the house. We'll talk a bit about Gopher football here right after these messages.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskiBrothers.com. Winski Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Hi, Matt Wilson here. Join me every weekday morning at 6 a.m. for the Day in Genda Morning Show. I'll have news, weather, local information, and some fun features to help you start your day. Listen in for the Bozo Criminal Report, the Box from the Attic, the Daily Top 5, and the Classic Hits Salute. We will be adding more features in the coming weeks, and of course, have all your favorite classic hits. Sponsored by Day in Genda Funeral Home, they put family first. That's every weekday morning here on 96.9 AM 1570 and Boone 1027 WILO.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
W-I-L-O. Welcome back. We're in the fourth quarter. Coach Slicker of the Clinton Prairie Gophers in the house. Coach, tough loss last night, 14-8 in overtime.
Well, you know, first of all, I thought our kids played under the circumstances and in the conditions last night. I thought our kids played hard. You know, there's going to be mistakes in a game like that last night. That ball is slippery. You know, the quarterback's like, Coach, I can't hardly grip the ball. You know, it's raining that hard. And, you know, I thought we battled. You know, really, if you probably look at the stats, we probably outgained them. You know, we just had a couple key plays there that, you know, went against us. And then, but, you know, we were right there with a chance to win the game a couple different times. So, you know, you can't fault our kids for anything. They've battled all year. They certainly battled last night. And, you know, we're proud of their effort. You know, it's always disappointing when you lose, right? I mean, that's why they keep score. So, you know, there's some disappointment today in terms of the loss. But, you know, there's no disappointment in terms of, you know, we stuck with it last night, right? It was a struggle for us at times. But our defense makes a couple really good stops. Yeah, I think you can see our defense is improving. You know, we're getting some guys healthy. We're getting some guys in the right positions. And that is making a difference. And, you know, on our offense last night, you know, we had a couple mistakes that hurt us. You know, we missed a couple of things. But it was a tough night to play offense. So, in fairness to anybody who played offense last night, you know, it just wasn't the best night if you're an offensive player.
Coach Burpo, when he was at Frankfurt, used to start out his very first practice of back then two-a-days, and he would get all the kids together, and he'd say, hey, man, you got to enjoy every second, every minute, because before you know it, it's going to be week 10, and you're not ever going to be playing high school football ever again. And it's hard to believe that you're in week 6, now getting ready to start for week number 7, which means you're heading down the home stretch. Talk about your successes that you feel that you have made compared to maybe your team last year.
Well, you know, every team is different. You know, I mean, there are always some similarities because there's some kids. But, you know, this team is different in many ways, honestly, in many ways. And, you know, I think when we started the season out, we had a lot of question marks. Just a lot of kids that didn't have a lot of experience. So, as you know, as we've gone through the year, you know, I think that we've realized that, you know, some kids are better in some positions than others. We've had some amazing contributions this year from several kids that did not play last year. So, you know, I could start with, you know, our two quarterbacks. I think Brady Allen's done a really nice job for us, and he wasn't even in the program last year. You know, he didn't probably expect to play varsity quarterback this year, and he's really done a great job for us. You know, Gage Kuzmix, you know, when the season started, probably thinking, hey, I'm not playing quarterback because, you know, we have Kai Jacobs. So, you know, I think Gage has come in, and after his surgery, he's done a fantastic job. We have kids like Jackson Harris on our offensive line who didn't play football last year, and I think Jackson's just done a wonderful job playing guard for us this year. Jackson Wells, our sophomore guard on the other side, you know, he's had some good moments for us. You know, on offense, we had Nick Ewing last night making a couple really, really fine plays. You know, hopefully his injury again, you know, he's been out. You know, I think people forget, you know, he returns a touchdown against Central and he has been hurt, and we finally get him back, and then he makes a couple really good plays last night, and hopefully that's not serious. You know, Ryan Harshbarg has made some contributions for us this year. And, you know, that's just on the offensive side. I thought Luke Harshbarger has done fantastic. Wyatt Harshbarger has been fantastic. Jackson Price comes back last night and plays a well of a game at corner for us. Kyson Abinga's had a really good season for us. He's a newcomer. And then, you know, some of our returners, you know, we moved Hunter Cooper last night to the nose tackle. Man, what a game he had down there at the nose. I thought Hunter Haynes and Caleb Kirshner played fantastic football at linebacker last night. Braxton Nail. People don't know, his foot's been pretty sore here for a while, but Braxton's sticking it in there. And then Blake Thomas didn't play football last year, right? He's playing an outside linebacker for us. And gosh, Blake is just getting better each and every week. You know, our defensive line, Liam Hughes, his first year on the D-line. I think Liam is a good, strong leader, and Liam's done some really nice things for us. Kyle Harshbarger, the man just plays, you know, with every ounce of energy he has. He's been a two-way guy for us. He's done a fantastic job. You know, Dylan Thomas has been solid at center for us. You know, Drew Thatcher's had a really nice season for us as well. So, you know, I think when you look at our team right now, you know, we see a lot of improvements out of all of our players, you know, and I know I probably missed a couple right there. And it's just been a kind of team that there's no easy week, right? You can see that in the scores. In this conference, there is no easy game. There's none. So each week is an adventure all to itself. And, you know, I thought our kids did a great job this week, you know, getting ready for Delphi, right? They presented some different challenges. And obviously the weather took away a couple of their strengths last night because they're a pretty fast team. But I thought we defended them incredibly well. But, you know, the week before you're playing Sheridan, the week before you're playing Tri-Central, and then this week we're going to Taylor, who's like four wide. So, you know, there's different challenges each and every week. And, you know, Taylor proved last night, right, that they're a talented ball club, being able to go to Sheridan. You know, even though they're down with 6 minutes to go, two scores, they found a way to win that game. So, you know, they're a dangerous team coming in here next week. And, There's just no off week right now, and that's a credit to all the programs in the conference. There's a lot of good coaching going on in this conference, and there's a lot of good football players, and you know, we feel like we've been competitive. You'd like to be 4-2, 5-1, whatever, but you know, we're overall, I'd say, I'm very pleased with this team. I love their attitude, and you know, I'm blessed to have some great coaches with us, and we're battling. You know, the kids are all there this morning, right? And we're ready to go. And you know, there's still a lot of football left this year. You're right. We're working into week 7, and you know, the sectional's starting to peek around the corner. And you know, what you're hoping this time of year, right, is you keep that upward swing in terms of, like, do you see improvements? And obviously, you know, you're trying to stay healthy this time of year. I thought Braden Jarboe just had a fantastic game last night, but you know, he's got a hand injury, he's got a shoulder injury, right? There's just little things. But man, did he make a couple spectacular plays for us last night. Alex King's been, you know, a really, really fine contributor for our offense as well. And if you listen to those names, a lot of them weren't there last year. You know what I mean? Like, you talk about last year's team to this year's team. So I think that's a credit to our kids, the program, and a lot of these boys, you know, put a lot of effort into this offseason, and, you know, they're working hard each and every day.
And one thing that has kind of become the running joke between Sam and myself is it's late in the game. We're broadcasting Clinton Prairie, and it's a close one. So that Sam said, Clinton Prairie driving late in the game. And I looked at Sam and I said, what else is new? I mean, your games have just been some of the most, at least for me, exciting. I can't speak for the coaches and everything, because you guys are in the trenches and everything, but they've just been absolutely exciting. And I know that you're all about team and everything like that, but I wanted to highlight, a couple weeks ago, you received a special award from the Indianapolis Colts. I believe it was week 4 Coach of the Week or something like that, and I wanted to kind of highlight that. What does winning those type of individual awards mean to you, especially when it comes to all of the close games that you have to go through? I mean, I don't know how you could mentally just sustain that type of energy week after week with all those types of opponents.
Well, first of all, any award like that is a team award. 100%. It's a credit to everybody involved in the program. Obviously you're honored to win anything, anytime someone recognizes you, but that doesn't, you know, those awards don't win games on Friday night. So, you know, I will say this, that, you know, it is, we're not perfect as coaches, just like the players aren't perfect, right? You know, there's always some things you're like, gosh darn, we didn't quite get that, and could we have had something better? I don't know. You know, we watched that film last night. We just missed two or three plays that we really liked. Just quite, you know, we didn't quite get them. So when you're in close games, right, there's always going to be plays. People remember the plays at the end, but there's a lot of plays throughout that game last night that had a major impact on the, you know, on the final score. So, one play at a time, you know, you try to move on. And again, I give our quarterbacks a lot of credit. It's not easy to have a two quarterback system. And these kids did not get a ton of reps early in the season, with the varsity. So, you know, like, some teams are, you know, you've had the same quarterback since the, you know, start of the season. You know, when you're working on your second or third quarterback sometimes, and then you're still splitting reps. So, you know, in fairness to those kids, I just think they've done a fantastic job for us. You know, there's a different snap count, meaning there's a different voice. So that's difficult for the offensive line, because everybody's voice is slightly different. And they each have their own individual strengths. So, you know, we've tried to do our best this year to put kids in a position to be successful. And I think we're still learning about our team. I really do. I think, you know, we watch the film and we think, you know, maybe this would be something that we could do. And you know, unfortunately, with the competition, you know, you just don't always get it executed the way that you want. But I thought before the season, if you'd asked me, I would have told somebody, I think every game we play this year is going to be very competitive. And I think they have been. And we're expecting the exact same thing this Friday night, right? It's going to be a tough ball game for us Friday night. And, you know, I told somebody before the game yesterday, I expected a great game last night. And really, that's what the fans got. I know there's disappointment out there, right? Everyone's disappointed, right? You had some tears in the eyes last night because these kids care, right? They're people who care a lot, and they've put a lot into this. And, you know, but it's one game. And, I made a comment to the team, you know, about a month ago that, you know, our number one job here isn't necessarily to win football games. I know that that's how we're judged. Right. Our job is to help them become a better man, better person, and things like that. So, you know, there's life lessons to be, you know, winning and losing. You know, it's great when you can win every game and everything's great, right? But then there's some things that, you know, not everything in life is going to go perfect for you, right? So you got to learn to deal with it, get yourself up. You know, all the boys are in there this morning, right? You dust yourself off. You should have no regret. You know, if you're giving everything you got, you should have no regrets, right? So then you move on and you try to get better as a person and as a team, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people just don't quite understand what high school athletics are all about. I know one thing I can tell my son, who played all three sports, and he said, you know, what it taught me was how to deal with adversity as you move on in life, because you have it when you play sports, and the sports teaches you how to deal with it. But Coach, I also want to throw in, I'm not trying to make any excuses for you either on your program. You've got kids who play hard, we all know that, but you also had some changes that you made because you had conversations and decided to make some changes talking with George Gilbert and how you were going to operate your season this year, and to be able to get that new program kind of in place is a kind of a difficult thing to do also.
Well, I've been blessed in my life. I have coached a long time with a lot of coaches in a lot of sports. Certainly George has been an influence on me. You know, I've worked with Jake Gilbert, who's going to be the head football coach at Wabash. Gosh, there's just been so many. And really, I've been blessed. I've coached three sports for a long time now. And it starts catching up with you, right? I first started coaching in 1992. So, you know, you tell the players that and they look at you like, holy cow. And I'm like, yeah, there have been a lot of players, a lot of teams, you know, a lot of tough losses, a lot of great wins. And, you know, what you try to do is just take a little bit from everybody. And really, Coach mentioned this before, but really the idea of the team is, right, you learn to care about each other. And we love these kids. Right? We coach them the way we coach them, but these kids know we love them. We care about them. And, you know, I think that, you know, hopefully someday these boys are going to turn into leaders, right? You want them to go out and, you know, whether they're running their own business or whatever it is, right, and be a leader, not only a team player, but be able to have some leadership qualities to them. And, you know, I have been blessed. That's what I'll say, is I'm lucky. I know I'm lucky. I love to do this. I absolutely love it. I love to coach anything. I love the kids. You know, I've never woke up one day in my life as a teacher and thought, man, I got to go to school today, right? I love the classroom. I taught in a classroom for several years, right? I kind of actually miss teaching in the classroom, right? I enjoy our weights class. I enjoy all the kids. And, you know, I try to support as many of them as I can. And anybody that knows me, I encourage kids to play all sports. Like you were saying, it goes by so fast, my goodness. You know, we get kids that concentrate on one. And, you know, occasionally that's a good idea. But in my opinion, man, if you have some ability, man, be a part of a team. There's so many lessons in the team camaraderie. You know, it's just so neat to see the kids, whether they go out to eat after the game or, you know, you see them in the locker room this morning, right? And they're just having fun, right? They're hanging out with each other. They're making new friends, and they're growing together. And, you know, that's a big part of really anything in high school, right, is you want that social. It's not only the academics and things like that, but there's that social development that occurs too. And, you know, getting those kids to work together and, you know, learn to how to deal with just all different kinds of things, success or failure, right? Like sometimes, you know, we always say that you win a game, sometimes you're always worried that you're going to have a letdown. When you lose a game, you know, you're trying to keep it together. And, you know, those are just like anything in life, right, as you said. And we've been blessed, and we've got a lot of great people out there at Clint Prairie. And, you know, we got a lot of football left, and our boys know that. And they're going to be ready to come back next week. And I'm sure we'll be fired up next Friday night, homecoming too.
Well, Coach, have a great week of practice. Hope everybody stays healthy, and go get them at Taylor next Friday.
Hey, we thank you guys for all the coverage. You know, there's a lot of schools in the state of Indiana that don't get coverage, and the kids don't get the recognition that you guys give us. So thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, you've been listening to Inside the Huddle. Great show. Nice job putting it all together. Enjoy talking to all the county coaches about their programs, and we appreciate you listening to us and being a part of Inside the Huddle.
Also, one last thing. We've got two major games of the week coming up. This Thursday, we are going to be at Rossville for the Clinton Prairie-Rossville volleyball game. It's going to be Rossville Senior Night. So make sure that you go, and then tune in to HoosierLandTV.com for the replay, or stay at home and watch live. And make sure that you get something great from the concession stand. And then this Friday, Sam and I are also going to be heading to Clinton Central for Clinton Central battling the incoming Cougars. For Don Stock, my great partner and friend, I'm Kyle Etherington. Thank you for joining us. This has been Inside the Huddle. We will see you next time.